Blog Talk Radio.
Today. God bless you. God bless you. How long has it been? It has been over almost 2 months since I broadcast my last show in September. I want to apologize to you for that. This girl has been very busy, but not too busy to do this. I just wanted to thank you guys for looking to see what the next show was and for downloading and archiving these radio broadcasts, because I truly do these not for my own benefit. There's no benefit really for me, but I do it because the Father commanded me to do so and because He loves you. Father God has a message for His people, and that message is that He loves you. That message is that He wants you to have a better life. That message is that He wants only good things for you. And that message is that His Son, His only begotten, the beautiful Jesus Christ, died on the cross for our sins, so we can escape death and live eternally with real, true power. You see, the power that the devil has, that's fake power. You know why? Because he's a created being. He does have power, but Jesus has the ultimate power. Jesus is more powerful. Jesus gave him the authority that he has. So don't be discouraged by what people think about you or what people do to you. Be encouraged by the love of God. Don't look to what someone else is wearing or to what someone else is dressing as. Don't look to them as your ruler, as the person that you need to look up to. Jesus is the standard. As Christians, we don't look to one another for approval. We look to Him for approval. Because when you are right with God, everything falls into place. It is so liberating. You don't have to follow trends. You don't have to keep up with certain people. You just be who you are and who God made you to be. You know, you don't have to have plastic surgery, because it looks like everyone has the same plastic surgeon. I mean, kind of looking the same there. But you don't have to do that. God made you unique. He made you beautiful. He made you special. He made your nose a certain kind of way and your eyes and your lips a certain kind of way, because that's who you are. You're not somebody else. You're you. So be who you are and be happy with who you are. Again, I want to apologize. The Holy Spirit is prompting me that I have been absent for so long. I could have done my radio show. I could have done it, and I apologize to all of you for not doing it sooner. I hope you would forgive me. Forgive me, forgive me. My shows usually are twice a month. I'm going to be doing them once a month now, because due to my busy schedule, so they're going to be once a month now. If I can do another show as the Holy Spirit leads me, I will most happy to, but you'll have at least one show per month. If not, I'll be doing them more often. Thank you guys again, and I just want to let you know that you're wonderful and you're special, and God has created you for a purpose. In this life, we will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. God has overcome the world. So today the title of our show is called Congratulations. Congratulations to all of you. Isn't good news refreshing? But some people, you know, they say the only news I have is bad news. Or they don't want to hear good news because they're thinking about, okay, what's the negative? What comes with it? It comes with a price. I wanted to let you know that God congratulates you. And in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20, it says, "The God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build." You see, the plans of the Father is to prosper us. He wants to prosper us. He wants you to have a good life. He wants you to have things. The people are starting to love the things more than they love the people. They're starting to love what's in the hand of the Father instead of loving the Father's hand. And that's backwards because God wants to give you things. But a lot of people will begin to worship those things like the children of Israel did when Moses was in the mount and Mount Sinai, and he was God was speaking to him, and the Ten Commandments were being spoken to him, and he was writing them on tablets, and the children of Israel decided and said, "We don't know what is of this Moses," and you could read that because that's exactly what they said. "We don't know what is of this Moses, but we're going to do our own thing." And they coerced, even to violence, Aaron. He didn't want to do it, but they coerced him. I mean, you have a million people, you better do something. And they coerced Aaron to build this golden calf from their earrings, from their toe rings, their bracelets, anklets, necklaces. And they worshipped the created more than the creator. Having seen the Father bring them out of Egypt, having seen his loving kindness and mercy, they decided to go back to their own ways. And so when we develop a liking for something that is material, that is created more than the living God, who has the ability, who knows we want and need these things, then it's backwards. You're looking to those things rather than looking to God. When God can give you all those things, and you know what the Father is asking? He's saying, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you." Seek first the kingdom of God. And you said, "Aaliyah, I know that scripture, but I never understood it. What does it mean?" It means to read your Bible and to see what God says about the situation. It means to know the will of God about the situation. And if you don't know the will of God about it, ask him and keep asking until you receive an answer. The kingdom of God is God's principles, his will, his holiness, what he does, what the way he does things. Just like your household. If you had a castle, that would be your kingdom. The kingdom of Isabel, the kingdom of Aaliyah, the kingdom, that would be your kingdom. And what's in your kingdom? Your rules, your regulations. Now, God's rules and regulations are not hard, but he has them. Just like we have rules and regulations, he has rules and regulations that we must abide by. There are spiritual laws, whether we know them or not. God's going to be obliged to his word. He's going to be obliged to his spiritual, to the spiritual laws, whether we know them or whether people are ignorant of them or not. God said, "My people perish for the lack of knowledge." And so we have to know these things. And so to know how to operate in the kingdom of God is written in the Bible. So when you know how to operate in the kingdom of God, when you know how to do that, then you will get your prayers answered. Now, people know how to operate in the kingdom of God, but they live in sin. And so when you know how to operate in the kingdom of God and you're living in sin, such as you're having sex outside of marriage, committing adultery, that's all a sin. I'm sorry to say it is a sin. If you're stealing, lying is a sin punishable by death and hell. I'm sorry, that's absolutely true. Lying is a sin. And because it's because God hates it so much, is because the devil is the father of lies. The devil is the master of deception. And deception, in the heart of deception, is lying. When you lie, you're deceiving. So that sin, in Revelations, I believe it is 2021, says that people are cast into hell for lying, for lying. So repent. If you ever told a lie, repent. If you've lusted, repent. If you're having sex outside of marriage, repent. Repent of everything, because God's ruler is holiness. And the only way we can be right with God is through the blood of Jesus. Now, I know I'm speaking on some deep things here, but I want you to understand the concept of seeking first the kingdom of God, because there are people with problems. I mean, there are people with real, real problems. And a lot of the times, it's not the devil, it's the person. Look in the mirror. People cause their own problems. Going places where they shouldn't go, being with people who they know they shouldn't be with, doing things they know they shouldn't do. That's causing problems. And so if you know you've done that, get out of it. And if you don't know how to get out of it, ask God to know how to get out of it. I want to share a personal testimony with you before we go into our worship song. I've been in school almost all of my life. I have several college degrees. I have an ordained minister, and I also have I went to Bible school for 3.5 years. But I have master's degrees and a bachelor's degree, and I'm finishing my doctorate. So I've been in school for a long time, and USC. Went to USC, and these are full-fledged 4-year college degrees, and so it takes time and it takes money. And when you've been in school that long, it costs a lot of money. It costs a lot of money. And I don't want to be in debt to anyone, just probably you feel the same way. And so I prayed to God and I asked Him, Father, how can I pay this off? The government's very kind to loan me the money so I can go to school and get an education. And now it's time to pay them back. And so I said, Father, how am I going to pay for these educational loans? And the next day I got an email providing me with the solution. And so if you ask God with sincerity and truth, because He knows your heart. He knows what you ask. He knows the motive behind you. He created you. If you ask Him in sincerity and in truth, He will give you the solution. So now God has provided a way for me to pay back these loans without it being a hardship on my finances at all. So praise God. But there's something that you have to do. God will give you the wisdom to do something, but you have to do it. You have to do something. You have a part to play in this. Yes, God is with you. Yes, the Holy Spirit is your best friend. I love the Holy Spirit. He's my best friend. You have heaven on your side. You have all of heaven. God has sent angels to help you, but they're going to look at you. They're going to sit there and look at you and wait until you profess something. Wait until you move. Wait until you profess with your mouth the promises of God. You have to do something. You have to do something. You have a part. Is your child on drugs? In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. You're the healer. I thank you for driving those demons of drugs out of my child. I thank you, Father. That spirit of suicide is gone. You have to speak to the demonic. You have to speak to it. There's power in your words. And I am extremely passionate about deliverance, because God has shown me that there's power in the name of Jesus, and that the name of Jesus, every single demon has to flee. You have power in your words. You have power when you get up in the morning. You have power. You have real power. But that power, God is not going to give to anybody. That authority, God is not going to give to a child. He's going to give to a full-grown adult. He's going to give it to a soldier. When I became born again at 8 years old, I accepted Jesus Christ. I loved him, but I still, I didn't read my Bible the next day. Well, maybe I did. That's not true. I did. But I was on milk. I was partaking in milk. I didn't really get into the meat of the word until I was about 15 or 16. But I would go to school. I would go to Sunday school after I was born again. I would get on that bus, and I would go to Sunday school because I lived in an area where there weren't any churches, so the bus from the church had to come get me. And I would be in the back of the Sunday school. I didn't want to go to the Sunday school. I wanted to go to the big church. I didn't want to be in the Sunday school because I wanted to learn. I wanted meat. I didn't want milk. I wanted meat. So I sat in the back of the big church, and I heard the word of God, and he would say, okay, everybody, turn here. And I didn't know where I was turning, but I got to that point. And you have to reach to that point. And as you spend more time in the word of God, God will trust you with the meat. He will trust you with his word. He will trust you. But you have to do your part. You have to sit down and spend time with God. You have to know his word. You have to get to know his word. I am not speaking to you by my own authority. I do not. Many people do. I am not one of them. My will is the Father's will. My meat is to do the will of my Father. I did this radio show because he beckoned me. He asked me, this is his will for my life. This is my will. This is not my will. This is his will that I do this. I didn't just go and sign up for an account and just want to do this. He told me what I should do after I asked him. And this is what I should have done long time ago, because if this reaches 1, 2, 10, 15, 120 people, praise God, the gospel can be reached. And these radio shows are archived, so they could be sent, they could be emailed, they can be sent to people around the world. I am so passionate about people being delivered. I am so passionate about people knowing that they have options. You have options in the name of Jesus. You have options. You don't have to live the way you live. You don't have to speak the way you speak. You don't have the option of giving what you've been dealt. In the kingdom of God, you are a new creature. You're a new creation. Your spirit has been made new. You put off the old things, the former things, because you're a new creature in Christ. But if you don't know that, You won't take advantage of it. You won't grow. And so being a mature Christian, yes, you're going to grow from infanthood to adulthood. And in between then, you're going to learn some things. But it is a wonderful thing. And the most wonderful thing about it is you have an assurance that when this life is over, this dress rehearsal is what the Holy Spirit gave me a revelation of. This life is a dress rehearsal. When your dress rehearsal is over and you graduate from here to your real home, your eternal home, yes, hell could be, well, it is a home for many, but you don't want that option because it's not like any other home. It's not a home. It's torment. It's hell. That's exactly what it is. Those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and you have triumphantly completed what God has wanted you to do. And even if you've come to the Lord at 80 years old, praise God, you made it. When you have fought the good fight of faith, when you have finished your course and you have, in this world of a dress rehearsal, you have fully, some people have their armor dented and some people have it shined up, maybe because they haven't used it, or and you leave this temporary home and you go to heaven, you will be so happy. You will be so happy that you obeyed the Lord and you listened to Him. You will be so happy that you said, "Thank you, Lord, that I waited. And I waited and I chose what you wanted me to have. I received what you wanted me to have. I got what you wanted me to have. I waited for your promise to come to pass. I didn't go that way. I didn't do that thing. But I waited for you." And saints, let me tell you, that's the ultimate prize. The ultimate prize is Jesus. Having Him greet you when you leave this life, because not one person, one out of one person, not one person on the face of this earth was able to take their cars, their jewelry, their money, their possessions. Not one person when they leave this earth. Yes, you might be dressed with nice things and throw your jewelry in your grave, but that doesn't go with you because that's your body. That's what you need to live on this earth. But you don't, those things in the spirit realm don't count for anything. They don't matter. What matters is, are you sealed with the Holy Ghost, by the seal from the Holy Ghost? Are you sealed? Do you belong to God? That's what matters, is your soul is what matters. And God knows that when we live on this earth, we like to have nice things because He has nice things. God put it in our heart to have nice things because He has nice things. He has beautiful things. We have nice things. He has majestic, beautiful, wonderful things. Things you've never even dreamed of, He has. Here we work for 40 hours, some 60 hours a week to buy a gold necklace or a gold toe ring or a belly ring or whatever you like to get. I don't personally have those things, but that came in my spirit. And God pays those things on His streets of gold and His gates. And so let's work, saints, for the true riches. The true riches, which is life eternal with Jesus Christ. That's the true riches. You cannot take any of these things with you. You can hoard a lot of food. You can hoard a lot of things. But as soon as this life is over, they're going to stay here. You know, I look at people and I look at these homes that people sacrifice their lives to get, and they're not even in them half the time. And then I look at the obituary and I say, whose things will these be now? Who will this belong to? When you could have done so, I mean, yes, a nice house is wonderful, and God is not against having a nice home. Like I said, He has beautiful mansions in heaven for all of us who are His children. But when you put your life into those material things and your soul is more valuable, where will that leave you? Wanting. You'll be in debt. And you will pay that debt with your soul. You will pay that debt with your soul. Is it worth it? Is it worth leaving this world and paying the price that Jesus had already paid? Instead of accepting that, you have to pay it. If you do not accept Jesus Christ, you will have to pay that debt. And let me tell you, you won't be able to. It's a debt nobody can pay. But you have to, because that's what you chose. So, I have 6 minutes left in our show, and I didn't get to play our song, but that's okay. That's okay. Or we didn't get go into a worship and praise break, but that's okay. I just wanted to let you know that I love you. And what I say to you is because Jesus loves you and he cares about you and he cares what happens to you. Many people think that what they do to their body won't affect their life. Do you know the Bible says that every sin that a man does, everything a person does wrong, is outside of their body, meaning if you trip someone, you do it outside of your body. It's not going to affect your body. You may go to jail, but it won't affect your body. It won't affect it. But when you commit sin by committing fornication or adultery or bestiality or any other unearthly, ungodly thing, such as harming children, you're directly affecting your soul. Not only are you affecting it, but you're touching it. It's like you're putting fire to your soul, like you're putting fire to your skin. That's exactly what you're doing when you commit fornication. The Bible says every sin a man do it, he does it outside the body. But fornication, that's the only sin that is committed against your own self. It's like you're killing yourself. You're bringing sickness upon yourself. This is what the Bible says. So be cautious. Watch. Consider your ways. Ask God to help you. Nothing is impossible with him. Nothing is impenetrable for God. Nothing is impossible for him. He can penetrate anything. He made you. He knows you. He loves you. Give it to him. Give him your everything. Well, I'm going to be doing a part two of congratulations, because the Holy Spirit, and I love the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit, my best friend. He has led this show in a direction, and the way that he would, because this is not my show, it's his show. And that word was for someone who needs it. Of course, God gave me the title for the show, Congratulations, but because I haven't done the show in a couple months, he has something that he wants to talk to for a person that's listening, and I will get into the subject of the show next time of Congratulations Part 2. Well, I hope that you received something out of this. I listen to these shows myself, and when I listen to it, I go, wow. You know, it feeds me, because these are not my words. These are God's words, and they're alive, and they're alive, and they're true. I want to thank you for listening. I love you, and have a beautiful week. I will be back, God willing, next week, not next month, but next week to wrap up Congratulations Part 2. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Have a great week.